The following is an interview with Patricia Karas Gravis, Mundelein College, class of 1951, at her home in Rock Island, Illinois. The date is November 10th, 1998, and the interviewer is Mary Alma Sullivan, class of 1951. Okay, Pat, what is your full name, including your maiden name, your graduating class, your major, and your degree?
Patricia Karas Gravis, class of 51. My degree was a bachelor's degree in English.
Can you say something about your family and your social background? For example, things like immigrant parents, working parents, brothers and sisters, wartime experience, or anything like that kind of identifies you and your background when you arrived at Mundelein College.
My mother and father both came from Greece, immigrants. My dad came over in 1907. My mother came in 1922, and they married and settled in Chicago, and I had two older brothers, and I was born in 1930. Greek people have at that time, were very, very careful, especially with their daughters. And so my mother sent me to a Catholic high school for girls, Mercy High School on the south side of Chicago. And she said it was because it was close to home, but I knew what the reason was, because she didn't want me,
She wanted an environment that...
Yeah, absolutely. They always, of course, wanted us to marry life. She wanted me to marry a Greek boy and knew I might get involved maybe in a public high school. She never told me this, but I realized it then and then later. When I graduated from Mercy High School in 47, that fall I went to Morgan Park Junior High School for a semester with some girls that had been at Mercy with me. And it was all right. I really didn't feel, it was fun, but I wasn't doing well. And I wanted to finish college, and my parents always stressed the fact that we should go to college, my brothers and I, and it was normal for me to go from high school to college. We all felt that way. And so then some of my friends, who had been my friends in Mercy, were at Mundelein. So I enrolled at Mundelein in January. That would have been the beginning of the semester, right? Mm-hmm. 48. Mm-hmm. And then I stayed at Mundelein until I graduated. Mm-hmm. And enjoyed it very much. I can't say that I enjoyed my high school years so much. I don't know why. But I really enjoyed Mundelein. I really did. The other girls were nice. The teacher, the nuns were very, very nice to me. Mm-hmm. I never felt different than any of them.
Okay, we'll probably get back to some more specifics that give you a chance to to comment. I assume that your father was employed and your mother was at home.
My dad had his own grocery store on 43rd Street underneath the L. All black, his customers were all black. It was a black neighborhood.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you told me a little bit about how you came to attend Mundelein College. Did you come to Mundelein knowing your major, or did that somehow evolve? Or do you remember how that happened?
I like to read, and I was interested in reading poetry and literature, and I think that's just what I chose.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you recall some of the activities, events, or experiences that you found most satisfying in your college career? Activities, events, experiences?
It was all fun. I liked all of it. I liked the girls that we, I enjoyed the girls at our group, you know. And I even enjoyed going back and forth on the L. It took me an hour and a half to get to school.
I'm sure, from that distance.
Distance, 8200 South to Sheridan Road and the lake.
Well, let me ask you this. Was there anything frustrating during those 4 years? Any experience or activity or whatever that you would consider frustrating or perhaps even distasteful?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Boy, that's...
Well, maybe, and this is not distasteful, I wanted to learn how to swim, but I went in the mid-year and I got into an intermediate class. And so I would sit at the end of the pool and just, you know, play with my feet in the water, and the other girls were at the other end of the pool, and I never learned how to swim. And to this day, I can't tread water, and I'm afraid of water.
So that was the only class you could get into?
Right,
you got
right.
credit for it,
absolutely,
but you never...
absolutely, I got credit, and that was what was important at that point, right?
Exactly. What was your most enriching experience? Have you already mentioned it, or...?
No, my most enriching experience was having, now I can't think of her name, she was a history teacher, world history, and I think her name was maybe Sister Mary Ambrose?
Yes, exactly, yes.
A small woman?
Right, right.
And was she a history teacher?
Yes, she was.
And
yes.
She was wonderful. She was if not the best teacher I ever had in all my years, not only at Mundelein, but Mercy and grade school, and she was just very good.
You might be interested to know that when she went to Dubuque to retire, was ill. We developed a senior citizen center in what had been the old barn, and the barn was never used anymore. I mean, it hasn't been used in recent memory. So it was converted to a senior citizen center, and she continued to kind of teach a course once a week for the seniors who came from the city of Dubuque, including other BDMs who resided on the Hill, on current events and some of the implications and how it came to this point. So she practically, till the day she died, she was still involved in teaching. So,
well, I'm sure she was considered a fine teacher, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. Yes, she was. What about your, can you say something about your recollection with different classmates, your experience of your classmates? Were you, for example, involved in activities, you know, that would bring you in touch with...
I really wasn't so involved in activities. I guess maybe I didn't want to stay after school because it took me so long to get home. No, I don't remember that. I don't think I was.
But
I had to say.
You had friends.
Oh, I had friends, yes. I did have friends.
Yes. Yeah.
And we had a good time going back and forth on the aisle. In the cafeteria. And we just had a good time, you know. Even in between classes, I remember.
Were you a frequenter of the Loyola Union?
No.
You remember that?
No, yeah. Well, it was opened, I think maybe in the latter part of my schooling, right?
It was probably junior year or mid-junior year.
Well, we did go, yeah, but not often, no. Mm-hmm. No, I would never, I don't think I cut a class to go.
Yeah.
As I can remember.
Can you say what you did in the first years, first 10 years following graduation?
I graduated in June 5th, and then applied for work at the Chicago Board of Education, and I obviously did not have enough education classes. However,
Did you want to teach or work at the board?
No. I wanted to teach.
To teach.
And I went, and I was called to a school on the south side of Chicago the very first day of school as a substitute, and I stayed there for 2.5 years because they needed someone there. However, I did go then to, the teacher's college. I had to fulfill those requirements. And then took a test and got my certificate for teaching. But then I was married in 54, so it didn't last very long. You know, my teaching career didn't last very long. And that was on the south side of Chicago, about 65th and something like that. I don't remember.
What grade level?
First grade, most of the time. You know, they changed every 6 months. You know, not every 6 months, but semesters, you know. So most of the time I was a first grade teacher.
That takes a lot of flexibility to go from, you know, one semester the first grade and second semester the third grade.
Yeah, right. Well, that didn't happen, but maybe once or twice. But it was fine, and I really liked the little ones. I really liked teaching the little ones. It's a good profession.
In what ways has your life been influenced by the years you spent at Mundelein? And for example, in what ways do you feel you were changed? Or challenged as a result of those 4 years? Or both?
I certainly learned a lot of prayers. I probably learned those in high school. I don't know. I think I'm better for having gone to Mundelein, a better person, and meeting so many different girls. And I do remember also when I was a junior or senior, two black girls came. Do you remember that?
Yes,
they were the first two, I'm sure.
Right.
And they were wonderful young women.
I think they were from Evanston or something.
I don't know. They were wonderful and bright and. And that was a nice experience, although we always felt, our family always felt kindly towards black people because my dad had the store there and there were nice people and we saw them, although I wasn't allowed to work there very much. My brothers did, but he didn't want me down there. It was not such a good environment, totally. But I can't remember being challenged. How do you mean that?
Well, for example, in your coursework, were you?
Well, I studied. I think I developed study habits, and I did much better in high school college than I did in high school. But I liked it better. I liked the whole atmosphere better than my high school days. And so I studied.
What was that atmosphere? Can you identify?
Mercy?
No, the atmosphere at Mundelein that you think was. Made it different and therefore more satisfying.
I think the teachers were the nuns were maybe more educated. I don't know at the time, but I just kind of felt stifled in high school. And in college, I liked almost all my instructors. And I wanted to do well for them, not for myself, too. And I certainly wasn't a super student. I wasn't a valedictorian or a salutatorian or whatever. You were, weren't you?
No, not at all.
I thought you were. I don't really know who was in that class.
I don't remember that myself.
See, so that's what it means.
Yeah, exactly. Call it a senior moment. No, I really don't. I'll have to look. Yeah, I mean, it's in the skyscraper.
Oh, I'm
the
sure.
The last issue
I'm
of the
sure.
skyscraper, yeah. But I never.
Yeah.
What club? Oh, I asked you about clubs, did I?
Yes, right.
Yeah. Okay, and I can understand if you were an hour and a half going home, that certainly would preclude membership, especially in the winter months.
I did run for an office, I think, in a senior year, but I didn't make it. You know, member of the president, and I didn't make it.
Student activities officers or something.
Right. Yeah. And do you remember wearing our caps and gowns every week? I bet they don't do that anymore.
Say that. Oh, yeah, that's now, that has never come up in any of the interviews I've done.
The caps, we wear caps and gowns to assembly. It was in our senior year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they don't do that anymore.
With the ribbons? Oh, no.
No, and the ribbons were on the other side, and then the day we graduated, we got to put them on the other side of the cap.
Right, and we're forbidden to take off our caps and throw them in the air.
Oh,
I
right,
remember
yeah,
that.
Right. And also, I remember the Jewish girl who was in our class, and I've seen her since then at class reunions, and I can't think of her name, but if you tell me, I'll be.
I couldn't say either.
And she, I remember one of the nuns telling her, now, you're going to have to kiss Cardinal Stritch's ring, and don't feel that you're being unfaithful to your own, but it's just as a matter of authority and mm-hmm. this and that. So we didn't want to, she didn't want any snafus the day of the graduation.
Now, this next one, maybe you'd want to take a chance, take a minute to mm-hmm. think about it. So if you do, after I say all of this, if you do, let me know and I'll stop. And, what I'd like you to do is to respond to one of the statements that I'm going to read that you feel is most accurate in your case as a student at Mundelein. And I think particularly as a student who came from another Christian tradition, from Greek Orthodoxy. A, the Mundelein College environment during your college years supported both the Catholic religious tradition of the time and a climate of social responsibility. Or B, your religious faith was nourished, but the encouragement of social responsibility was negligible. Or C, you were encouraged to have a keen sense of social responsibility with little or minimal attention to strengthening the Catholic religious tradition of the time. Okay, so could you comment then? You feel your religious faith was nourished, but the encouragement of social responsibility was negligible, as far as you're concerned.
Yes, I feel that way. I became more aware of what our religion was about. Actually, I learned more about our religion from going to a Catholic high school and Catholic college than I learned in Sunday school that we had. You know, I just remember biblical stories, you know, and but I don't remember having any social responsibilities mm-hmm. affected mm-hmm. by my years in Mundelein.
And
I'm sorry to say.
No, well, in the intervening years now, have you been involved in some of those things as an adult person?
Yes, I have.
Could you speak to some of that?
What I've done. Well, at our church, we have this organization called Philoptochos, which is called Friend of the Poor, and help raise money and different, you know, new chairmen and raise for our charitable things mm-hmm. through the Greek church. I also have done tutoring. At a public, they bring children from a public grade school, first graders, and I go and tutor once a week the ones that aren't up to par, a one-on-one mm-hmm. thing. And I probably done another thing. I can't remember.
Well, that's okay.
And I'm very aware of helping other people. You know, my husband says I'm liberal.
What does he mean by that?
A bleeding heart liberal.
I see. Oh, boy.
Because he's very Republican. So we get into things about that. I mean, he feels bad, but he's not like you do. You know, you think everybody is should be helped, and he thinks people should draw themselves up. But I feel like not everyone can do that. Mm-hmm. I'm not so sure. If I were a man, I'd probably be on relief or something, or stamps. Mm-hmm. Indeed, that's how far back I go.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of the same. Sometimes the social structures don't allow people who want to.
Yes, I know that, because they can't be both or something.
Yeah.
They can't go to school.
Yeah. And coming from where your father's store was, mm-hmm. I would think that would be very, very young, at a very young age, you would become acutely aware of folks who just, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to say? Because I'm fresh out of questions.
You are?
Yes, I am.
Well,
I mean, is there do you have anything else, anything I didn't touch about the Mundelein experience, or as you reflect on it? For instance, one question that I might ask, because it's come up in other interviews, is going to a women's college and seeing women administrators and teachers and staff members and so on in dean's offices, do you think in retrospect this helped you to, as a woman, to really do what you wanted to do, whether it was to make a home and to become a member of this is the area in which you are, mm-hmm. to be involved in that, that you just somehow felt you could do whatever you wanted, whatever that was? Or did that, is that?
Hi, Judy, how are you?
No, it's not Judy, Ken.
No?
It's Mary.
Mary.
I guess looking back, it did, and I have to say I was proud that I graduated from Mundelein, and proud that I had a degree, because when I moved here, almost 44 years ago.
Here to Rock Island?
Yes. So many of the girls my age, who had Greek parents, and then others, a very few of them had gone to college, mm-hmm. you know. So I was proud of myself that I made it through.
Yeah, and it's interesting, why do you think your parents kind of created a climate where mm-hmm. it was kind of an expectation that you and your brothers would be?
I have no idea. I have no idea. And I've met other Greek girls, too, that tell me the same thing, but very few. Others, now a friend of mine tells me that her father said, oh, you don't need to go to college. You're going to get married and it'll all be wasted,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
They had that attitude. But anyway, I'm proud of the fact that they did.
Yeah.
And I knew I had to graduate, you know, when I was going through school.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's very enlightened for immigrants, because generally they were, of course, your father came early.
Yes, he was 17. He was born in 1890.
Yeah, some more recent immigrants, you know, before 1930, mm-hmm. were concerned with just making a living.
I know.
And so often children had to go to work.
Yes.
Especially the girls.
But you know, at a whole thing, you look over the Greek immigrant who came over, they have a lot of professional children.
Mm-hmm.
So not my family, well, my brothers went to graduate from school, but there are a lot of attorneys and doctors mm-hmm. from that generation.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, Pat, thank you. This is great.
It?
This is
it wasn't very enlightening.
It was just, it'll be just fine.